Knowing where and how to spend your digital marketing dollars in 2021 is key to your business's success. In this podcast, we're going to give you tips and tricks on where to spend them.
This is the Marketing to the Mood podcast brought to you by A&E Marketing, and I'm Alex.
And I'm Evan.
And we are A&E Marketing. So let's get right to it. We're going to be talking about spending money on digital ads. For those of you that don't know, digital ads are advertisements that are posted on the internet, social media platforms, search engines,
etc. Facebook, Google, Snapchat, Waze, LinkedIn,
yeah, pretty much Twitter, every platform online.
TikTok, all these platforms you can advertise your business, your product, whatever it may be, and get more reach than you normally would just by posting organically to these platforms.
Right, and since there are so many different platforms, it can be kind of confusing and difficult to choose where you want to advertise, but there are many things that go into that, the different kind of business you are, what you offer, what your demographic is. So once you have that dialed in, you could select from, you know, the wide range of platforms that there is.
Yeah, knowing who your user base is and who your ideal client is key to figuring out which platforms you want to spend your marketing dollars on. Obviously, TikTok is the younger generation. Facebook is the older one. Instagram's kind of in the middle. Snapchat is also younger generation.
Google's like it's a search engine, so like, you know, there you're going to be.
The intent is behind the keywords.
Right, so whatever keywords you're using to advertise, your people are looking for it because it's Google. It's a search engine. It
doesn't matter if you're a local business or a national, international business. All these platforms can help you grow your business. They just need to be used the right way. That's why people hire us to put their best foot forward in these platforms.
Yeah, and you know, advise them. Hey, look, maybe your demographic isn't on Facebook, but it's on Google, or vice versa. Or maybe your demographic's only on Instagram or only on Snapchat. Or maybe don't use any of the social medias and only use Google. So there's many different platforms and different tactics and different reasonings as to why you want to use the platform. And, you know, we help people, you know, decide what platform to be on.
Exactly. So another important thing is how much you spend on all these platforms. And when do you stop spending? When you realize it doesn't work? Ideally, you spend about 10% at minimum in your marketing on a monthly basis back into the business.
10% of your revenue. So let's say you're generating $100,000 a month in revenue. You want to generally put 10% of that. So that's 10 grand. 10 grand back into your marketing. And that usually is like right in the middle. And that's it'll be cost effective, and you'll be getting, you know, a good
ROI. So yeah, next month that could take you to 110, 120 grand. Ideally, with the right marketing, you're just going to grow on a constant basis, adding a little bit more every month to your marketing budget as your revenue increases.
Yeah, and 10% might seem a lot to some business owners, depending on what their margin is.
Yeah, I know some business owners that have 1% or even less, but it's something that you really got to calculate and put into it. Maybe think of it as like another employee that's just there working for you and growing your business and expanding that. And obviously, if you make $10,000 a month, you spend $1,000. It's a lateral linear change on a monthly basis.
Exactly. And a common problem I see with a lot of businesses, they're scared to spend money. Like, you know, they won't even spend 2% of what they're making.
Yeah, it's like going to the casino and needing to have your $100 back, or needing to have your original investment at least break even. You're never going to break even if you go with that mentality. You have to kind of go in, hey, these $100 I have, I don't care if they get burned, trash, if I lose them, whatever, I'm going to go to the casino, have fun, and see what I win, and play smart. And usually with that mindset, you can come out winning. And that's kind of the same way you got to attack the ads. It's not that much of a gambling, because you do have data, you have feedback from what's going on, and you can make changes that are calculated to improve your campaign on a month-to-month basis or day-to-day, whatever it may be. But that's where we're at.
Yeah, no, and another thing is, like, for example, let's say you make 100K. Let's stick with the 100K a month number. 10% of that is 10K. So that's what you should be investing into your marketing. I see a lot of people that will be investing 4, 5, 6 thousand instead of 10, because they want to be cautious. But that 4, 5, 6 thousand might only make you back, you know, let's say $7,000-$8,000. But if you go and spend $4,000 more and you spend that 10,000, that might be bringing you $15,000-$20,000. The way digital advertising works, that $4,000-$5,000 can be a big difference.
When we used to do marketing for plumbers, we'll spend like $10,000 in marketing a month, and it'll generate directly from the ads, it'll generate anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 in like sales and revenue for the business. So that's insane. So having a business like that where you can calculate everything and have the data that correlates with where the leads came from, where your money's being spent, and how you're generating everything, that's what's important too.
Right. And the beauty about, you know, being able to advertise on these online platforms is you could target businesses and you could target consumers. So you got B2B and B2C types of campaigns that you can use. And, you know, for example, on LinkedIn and Facebook, you know, you could do the B2B.
You can target like Facebook page admins only. Those are usually generally business owners.
And on LinkedIn, a lot of people don't know, but you could target business groups.
Yeah, business groups. You could target like CEOs only. You can do some serious damage there. I mean, it is going to cost you money. It's not something that you can throw $100 a month at or even $1,000.
Yeah, you have to be willing to risk, you know, some kind of money to reap that reward.
It's a pay-to-play game, kind of. You got to think about your competitors, too. They're paying Google, Facebook. They're advertising aggressively. You want to be on their level, if not surpass that. That's how you really win, and that's how you generate new streams of income or lead sources for your business. So by identifying these different verticals and horizontals where you can grow different aspects of your business, let's say you are a plumbing company, for example, and you want certain jobs that generate high revenue, you can target those. And then you can have more lead magnet jobs, which are smaller, like for dentists, it'll be teeth whitenings.
Right.
Those are easier to bring into the door. And then you examine their mouth. Hey, you need a couple root canals. You have a couple cavities. Boom, upsold. So you got to think like that when you're advertising and how you can angle different things to generate your business more money.
Right. And you could, to stay on the dental topic, you know, you could advertise different services on different platforms. So maybe Invisalign, advertise that on Google, you know, and target people that are looking up to get Invisalign with intent. And on Facebook, stick to like, you know, the teeth whitening and just, you know, your x-rays and your checkups and things like that.
Yeah, or even vice versa. It depends on the market, and it depends how the leads are coming in, the quality of the leads.
Yeah, you got to test out all that out. So at the beginning, it's really a testing phase. You're going to put everything on everywhere and see what sticks.
You're going to ideally pretty much break even, at least in the first month. And then after that, once you have data, that's where you're able to like make knowledgeable and educated adjustments on these campaigns, whether it's yourself or somebody you hired. They're going to be able to do this in a manner that's going to just generate you more and more money on a monthly basis.
And something we tell our clients or businesses we work with or talk to is, you know, you'll probably break even the first month, but realistically we like to set like a 3-month expectation before you're making your money back.
Exactly. And it's not like you're bleeding money this whole time, but you're building data, you're generating leads here and there, and depends on the business too. Sometimes your clients come back on a monthly basis. Let's say it's like for massages, or let's say it's for freaking like tanning or something like that, that you have your clients come in. Boom, you just added one client to come in 12 times over the next year. That's awesome. That's gonna do really well for your business. You can only have so many of those before you gotta hire more employees. You gotta think like that as well too.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the importance of understanding your target audience and your ideal client, because once you have that understanding, it makes it so much easier to advertise a certain way. Because if you know that you have your ideal client lives in a certain, you know, demographic, speaks a certain language, and are looking for a certain service, you're gonna write it in their language, you're gonna pitch them their service
like
in the way that they need,
like for the fishing industry.
Right.
It's kind of messed up. Yeah, there are women and girls that fish, but when I start a new campaign, I target men only, mm-hmm. because I know they're more likely to convert, because there's just amount of women and men on Facebook. But if I cut off half of the audience that is less likely to convert off the bat,
I'm able to be
more successful. And then on the other end of that spectrum, I could target women only that are interested in fishing and see how that converts. It's going to be lower volume because not as many women as men are interested in fishing, let's say, but it's another thing you can test and see if this can lead to another source of revenue.
Right. And another, and I think this is the most important part of this process, is being able to close the lead, and you know, any leads generated through your digital ads, you want to be able to close them. There's no point in you wasting all this money getting all these people interested and you're not able to close them.
Yeah, you have to have a full circle process from them giving you that first phone call and testing out your business and wanting to learn more, to closing them and asking them for a review at the end when they leave. And getting paid, because that without that whole process and written down and having your team aware of it and having an action plan, you're not going to be successful in any of this. You got to track everything, the phone calls, where they're coming from, how it's working, and basically just have everything
streamlined, organized.
Black and white on a monthly basis, review everything, figure out what's not working, what's working, and go from there.
I see it a lot. Like, I worked with this particular client, and they get leads on a daily basis, but they take like 2-3 days to get back to each one. By that point, you know, whatever, yeah, they're gone. Whatever they're looking for, they found somewhere else.
Like, ideally, you want 5 minutes or less on a Facebook lead that somebody submitted a form. They'll be blown away by that, by your customer service. And it's as simple as you getting an email notification on your phone, tapping the number, hey, how's it going, Deborah? How can I help you today? Whatever it may be.
Yeah, and maybe you can't get to them immediately, but you can set up an automation where they get a thank you email or a thank you text saying that you'll get back to them in a short period of time. So definitely nurturing them throughout the whole process to make sure that they're well taken care of so that you are able to close them. Because at the end of the day, generating leads isn't going to make you money. It's closing them. And you need to be able to close, to be able to spend more marketing, to be able to scale your business even bigger.
Yep. And I, as much as I love automating things, this is kind of something too that you need to have human touch into there. You can't just call them once and then have everything else automated. There needs to be back and forth. People like that connection with the business on a personal level. Like, there's some big companies out there that I just call, somebody picks up the phone, ask them the question, and boom, in 30 seconds or less, I already know whether I'm going to buy that product or not. And that's awesome.
Yeah. And definitely giving them that, what's it, I wouldn't say familiar feel, but like that
personal touch.
Yeah, personal touch. And that goes a long way, especially in business. Like, I know anywhere where I go and I get that personal like feeling, or
and when they find you like through digital marketing, through ads that are very kind of robotic and robust and foreign, right, to all these people, and you're just going one step above your competitors maybe. And talking to them on the phone, answering right away, being communicative. Yeah, you got to have the employees, the infrastructure for it, but it's really going to set you apart.
But it's going to pay off at the end. Yeah, because nowadays it's not like, you know, you get a coupon from a magazine, you walk in somewhere and you're able to do everything in person. Now everything's digital. So you got to be able to still keep that personal touch with your consumer. And that'll make them happy, and it'll turn them into a returning customer, and it'll help build your reputation. And that's how you really scale. So there's many different ways to leverage digital ads, and you just want to make sure that you have all the processes in place to be able to do that.
Exactly.
That's pretty much it. This is very straightforward and self-explanatory. Not self-explanatory, but it's just
not being afraid of spending money on digital marketing. Think of it as you're throwing away the money, but also knowing they're going to make money from it.
Right.
It's kind of a difficult mindset to have, because it's something that just is foreign to a lot of people. Like I said, even on the user side and on the person running the ad side, like it's always foreign for a lot of businesses, especially local businesses that are smaller, that never ventured into this. But with things like Uber Eats and Postmates and these delivery services that are local, people are supporting their local businesses. And like, if you're, let's say, a video game store that's local or something, and you have all your inventory — that's a bad example because everybody downloads the games — but if you have all your inventory live on your website, synced with your inventory system, that's gonna help you convert a lot better.
Right.
So get the leads from these platforms, and then convert and close them. That's where you're going to want to spend your money and make your money.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else?
No, if you guys have any questions about this, as always, feel free to email us.
Or DM us, reach out to us.
Yeah, review this podcast. That always helps out. We want as many people to listen to this as possible.
Yeah, that's and exactly impact why we do as many this.
Businesses, lives, whatever. I'm sure something out of value came out from this podcast, because I spoke a decent amount, and so did you.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much it, guys. Share the podcast, like it, give us 5 stars, because we fucking deserve it. I'm going to keep saying that. We do, because the value we give is great.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. There's a lot of businesses like out there that don't know what they don't know, and that's what's really like messing them
they
up.
They don't know what they don't know until they do know.
Yeah, and then they're like, whoa, I had no idea. So,
yeah, until next time, guys, peace.
Deuces. Boop, boop, boop.